Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Rafael. I'm your host. Today is a really cool episode. We're going to be talking about how to be more mindful of your days. And we're going to be doing an exercise. And this is all part of a series of how to create the best days of your life. It's really important to know how to design your day. It's really important to know why you need to design your day. And this is going to be our intent for this little series. And today we're going to be talking about creating a sense of urgency in order to realize that today is indeed the day, not yesterday, not tomorrow. Today is the day where you can, and with the right strategies, will have the greatest day of your lives. Much more than talking about it, we will do a really cool exercise to help you realize about the importance of your day and get you motivated to create awesome and unique days. As I said before, this is part of a small series about really making or designing the best days possible. I like to divide my life into day compartments. That's also kind of my job as a project manager in the tech industry. I divide huge projects into small, doable today tasks. Sometimes we tend to look at a picture that is way too big. This year I will do this, or this year I will do that. That doesn't give me personally anyway, that doesn't give me a sense of clarity. Quite on the contrary, this tends to overwhelm me because I don't know where to start. But for a day, well, that's much easier. I know that in one day there are 24 hours. I need to sleep that many hours. I need time to work out that much time. I need to meditate, I need to eat, I need to work, I need to spend some time with my little baby boy, and so on and so forth. One day at a time, we will create the best lives possible. Another reason why it's a really good idea to compartmentalize our lives into days, as opposed to years or even months, is that this gives us a direct focus on the process. We talk often about how it's important to focus on the process and not on the outcomes. Yes, we can make goals for the day, and we should. We will talk about that in the series, or as I prefer calling daily goals, today's intent. In fact, in my journal every single morning, there's a little question that says, what is today's intent? It's really important to live your life, of course, but before that, your days with intention. Obviously, daily goals will be much smaller goals than yearly or even monthly goals. And because they're so much smaller and we have only a couple of hours to accomplish them, we have a better clear picture of what we need to do, and we're synced deeper into the process. Yearly goals, on the other hand, or even monthly or even weekly goals to an extent, just make things so very abstract. You know, of course, we do know that one year is 365 or 366 days. A year has 12 months. You could say this is not that abstract, but it is, because who knows what can happen in the next 12 months? Probably a lot of unexpected events, big and small. I mean, for me personally, 12 months ago, I could never have imagined I would be a father today. How's that for a change in reality? Now, I push this a bit to the extreme, dividing my life not only into days, but into even smaller blocks. But we will talk about this later in the Best Day series. For today, as always, I want to keep things practical and give you a really cool exercise so that you can realize how urgent it is for you to start having great days. Remember that we want to create a sense of emergency, of urgency, to create great days so that we can stay motivated and follow through on our habits and daily protocols. You remember when I talked about Stoic philosopher and Emperor of Rome, Marcus Aurelius? Memento mori, you could leave life right now. Remember death, live your life as if today was the last. Well, you need to create some urgency to live the greatest day and the greatest life possible. So here's the exercise. I did not invent it. It's from a book called Die Empty, and it was written by Todd Henry. I will link the book in the description, the show notes for this episode. It's a really good book, and I really recommend that you read it if you want to dig deeper into that particular subject. So the exercise goes as follows. Imagine that when you wake up tomorrow morning, someone is there with you, watching your every single move. watching your alarm ringing and you pressing that snooze button 43 times and then finally opening your eyes and jumping straight to your phone, going on Facebook or Instagram, whatnot, certainly not preparing yourself an optimized day, or being present with your loved one next to you, or simply being present with yourself, yourself with a big S. He's watching you having a non-optimal breakfast of fast sugars or whatever it is that you're having. He's watching you rush to work all late, stressed, angry, and sweaty. And that person observing you is there with you all the time, all the time. And guess what he's doing? He's taking notes. He's there watching you interact with your colleagues, your friends, your family, and he's there taking notes in his little notebook. He's not judging you or anything. He's just reporting and documenting the facts, observing very diligently and taking notes on every single minute of your life. From the moment you get up until the moment you go to sleep, he's right there next to you, documenting every single thing, every little thing. And after that, after you go to sleep, he goes off and sits at his desk and makes a summary. The summary of your life. Because what you do is who you are. This little summary will serve as or represent the embodiment of your entire life. Remember the importance of habits we talked about a few times here? You are what you consistently do. It doesn't matter if what you do is good or bad, important or mundane. These actions are what define you as a person, as a human being. So by definition, this summary written from the events of your day is the most accurate description of who you are. Not who you were, nor who you might become. That doesn't even matter. These people don't really exist. But the only person that really matters is who you are right now, who you are today. So then what? Well, if your children, family, friends ever want to learn about you, about who you are, they have this little summary. That is you with a big Y. That day is you. Because again, and I cannot possibly repeat this too many times, you are not defined. You're certainly not predefined. I don't buy that at all. But you're not defined by your potential or who you say you are or by what you say you do or could do or should do or would have done given other circumstances. That's fiction. Conditional living is fiction. You're defined by what you do day in and day out. Now, that doesn't mean you need to strive for perfect. We will talk about perfectionism and its dangers in another episode on Designing the Best Day series. But anyway, there is nothing you can fake or pretend or make excuses for. It's all there, written down, minute after minute, documented and then summarized. So, how would you live your life, or rather, how would you live your day if that guy started reporting you tomorrow? Well, forget about tomorrow. How about for the rest of today? He's ringing at your front door right now. Go open it. How would your day change? In what matter, in what way would your day change? How would your interactions change? What would you do differently? What would you do? What would you be the most embarrassed about? And how would you turn things upside down to feel proud of yourself? What is the one thing that you will absolutely change as soon as possible? Not tomorrow, but today, or even right now, because you sure as hell don't want that to be seen by your loved ones, or anybody else for that matter, in that summary of your life. Well, guess what, my friends? You do have someone observing you moment to moment, day in and day out. And that person is you. Everything you do, or don't do for that matter, makes a mark on your life. What does that translate into? Well, first of all, it doesn't only influence your life, it influences the opinion you have of yourself. It influences your self-worth, your self-love, and maybe even more importantly, your self-confidence. I hope I'm communicating this message properly to you. Let me put it this way. What you do today will not only impact your day tomorrow and ultimately your life, it will impact the way you view yourself and look at life. So, today is the day. The day you build a strong relationship with yourself, a strong relationship between you, the actor, and you with a big Y, the observer, the documenter of all moments and interactions, and summarizing them into what is your life. Last thing to remember here is that today is the day. I have said that before, right? But I want to emphasize the today here. Today is the day, because you should not worry about tomorrow or even less of today. You can take notes or plan for tomorrow, or you can write a few areas to improve 1% tomorrow. That's all fine. At the end of the day, I usually do that. What can I do better tomorrow? But what I'm trying to communicate here is the importance of living in the present moment. Because this is the only way or the only place in the world where you can live your greatest life, moment to moment, day after day, at your highest level, at the peak of your potential, allowing you to fulfill your purpose, live up your duties, and accomplish your goals, whatever they might be in any area of your life. Living in the present. The present is the only place you should be focused on. So, if you're already a subscriber, if you've already heard this podcast, then you know that I post guided meditations practically daily, not on the podcast, but at least on the YouTube channel. Well, meditation is exactly that. It's a practice in being mindful of your own observations. Mindfulness is a skill. Observing yourself, observing ourselves is a skill. And meditating daily is a great tool to get better at that skill. This is at least partly why we meditate, at least for me personally. And the concept we have talked about today is a way to apply that skill in order to forge the greatest days of your life and live your life at the fullest. So I hope you've enjoyed this exercise. It really reminds me of another exercise that I've heard Tony Robbins talk about, which was the Dickensian exercise. You know, the Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, where Scrooge is visited by those three ghosts, and he sees himself in the future, in 5 years in the future, in 10 years in the future, and then he sees the ghost of death, and he sees himself death, and what people think about him when he's dead. A lot of personal development, actually, not that I think about it, is based on this very concept. In the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, he also talks about this. Watch yourself at your funeral. Anyway, this exercise does remind me of this. And although this projects you in the future, this is aimed at projecting you into the present moment. So as I said, this exercise comes from a book called Die Empty by Todd Henry. I will link it in the description, in the show notes to this podcast episode. It's a good book that I quite recommend you reading. Yeah, there's more to come in this mini series of designing or creating the best days possible. So one last little thing before we leave, I would really, really appreciate if you could put a review of this podcast on Apple Podcast. This will really help us being discovered. It will really, really help us in the algorithm of the podcast so that more people can listen to our podcast. I would really appreciate it if you can put a review, of course. Be honest. I hope you enjoy this little podcast. I'm going to try to make them as regular as possible. I'm still kind of figuring out how to record them, first of all, but also, you know, what to record and what kind of content you guys want to hear. So I hope that you've enjoyed them, and I accept every kind of feedback, of course. As I said, there's more to come in this mini series of designing and creating the best days possible. So we will be talking about this, we'll do some more meditations, and we'll talk more about life management and so on and so forth. Anyway, I hope that you have a great day, and I'll see you very soon. Take care. Bye-bye.